الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار. الله الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this new episode about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this episode we are going to take two attributes, first Al-Qabid and then Al-Basit. Al-Qabid, which is coming from qabadah, the Arabic root word qabadah, to contain something, to constrict something. So this is why the meaning would be Al-Qabiz, the constrictor, the retainer, the withholder. Al-Qabiz, Wallahu yaqbidu wa yabsutu wa ilayhi turja'un. And Allah constricts, and Allah contains, and He is the one who expands. Wa ilayhi turja'un, and to Him you are going to return. And in the same way, Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah is the one who expands the livelihood for whom He likes, and He contains it as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who contains the sustenance for whom He likes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who contains or take the charity, the sadaqah, from the wealthy people. الله قابض الصدقات, يعني in Arabic you would say يقبض الصدقات من الأغنياء. And a very imminent thing which is known to every person, قبض الروح. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the souls at the time of the deaths from the people. And in the same way, He is, you can say يقبض القلوب أيضا. Sometime the hearts, they become very constrained, and sometimes they are expended. That is according to the situation. If a person is in the state of ignorance, forgetfulness, that is the state of qabd. And if he is in the state of happiness, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is the state of bast. So both qabd and bast, they are coming from whom? From Allah. And as long as a believer, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He got the key of the sustenance of rizq in His hand. He is the one who contains it. He is the one who expands it. So we should ask Him our sustenance. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to employ the means, what type of means? Those means which are allowed for us. The halal means, not the haram means. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Rubba ash asa aghbar, yutilu safar, yamuddu yadayhi ila sama, ya Rabbi istajib, ya Rabbi istajib, wa mat'amuhu haram, wa mashrabuhu haram, wa ghuzdiya bil haram, fa anna yustajabu lah." You will see a person, hairs are scattered, feet are dusty, coming from a long, long way. It means that is the journey of Al-Hajj, because this person is coming from a long way to Makkah. And then when he comes there, he stretches out his hand, saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi istajib, Ya Rabbi istajib, O Allah, respond, O Allah, respond to me. But his whole food was haram. His drink was haram. His whole flesh was nourished with haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How he is going to be responded? So, what we understand from this hadith, that though the sources of risk and sustenance lie in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to find out this risk, take the halal means, not the haram means. Once Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to be a person whose supplications are responded at once. أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مُسْتَجَابَ الدَّعَوَاتِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this prescription. What is that? أَطِبْ مَتَعَمَكْ تَكُنْ مُسْتَجَابَ الدَّعَوَاتِ. Let your livelihood, your food be halal, be tayyib, be good, and then you will find yourself that your dua, your supplications are responded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should always remember that if a person's rizq or sustenance is contained and he thinks that he is in the state of poverty, he should know that this is his trial, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries some people with poverty, some people with wealth, some people with illness, for example, and some enjoying good health. That is all a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are in poverty, do you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you have patience or not? And if he gave you a lot of wealth, do you give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? And this is why in one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported by Sayyidina Shuhayb radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَأَمْرُهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءٌ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءٌ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Wonderful is the matter of the believer, and all his matters are good. When something good reaches him, he thanks Allah, so it becomes good for him. If something bad hits him, he got patience, he shows patience, and that matter becomes good for him. That is the condition of a believer. These are the few things we can take under Al-Qabith. Now let us move to the other attribute of Allah, which is Al-Basit. From Basata, to expand. Al-Basit would mean the expander, the enlarger. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expanded the sustenance for His people, they would have transgressed in the land. But He brings down with an estimate what He likes, because He is well aware. He is well aware of His people, what to give them and what to deprive them. And in the same way, as we have said, Allah yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands the sustenance for whom He likes and contains it for whom He likes. So this type of al-bast that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basit, He expands someone in money, someone in food, sustenance, someone in the body. So it is all in the hands of Allah. Just look at the story of those people in Bani Israel after Musa alayhi salam, who have said to their prophet that appoint for us a king, because with a king we are going to fight in the way of Allah, we are going to do jihad. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to this prophet, and through the prophet, the man whose name is Talut is appointed as their king. And they said, قَالُوا أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ عَلَيْنَا وَنَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالْمُلْكِ مِنْهُ وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ صَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ. They said that how he deserves that kingdom. We deserve it more, because he got not a good expansion of money. He got no much amount of money. The answer comes, قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَزَادَهُ بَسْطَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ وَاللَّهُ يُؤْتِي مُلْكَهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. The Prophet said to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him upon you, and He has increased him in expanding him in the body, yani a big body, and a powerful body, a strong body. So this type of basta, as I said, either it is in the money, in the wealth, or in the body, or in any other thing, All this is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who repels the worries and the difficulties, and that is again a type of expansion, taking away from you the thing which is disturbing you. A person who is in the state of istirar, yani there is no door left up open to him, there is no way of help for him, and he is surrounded with his enemies, and then he stretches out his hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُصْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. Who is going to respond to that person who is in this state of istirar? Who is going to remove that evil from him? None but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is in his hand. And in the very same way, to expand the heart with knowledge and recognition of Allah, again in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we have said when we were explaining the word qabd or qabid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tries the people, some with poverty, some with lot of wealth. So a person who is given a lot of wealth should not say, oh, I have been honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, that is a trial for you. Trial for you. Try to fulfill that trial and to be true to that trial. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, la hasada illa fisnatayn. If there is a jealousy, that jealousy is only in two types of characters. And then he mentioned that one type of the person is the one who is given knowledge. And now he is spending this knowledge. He is spending this knowledge day and night to the people. So you can have jealousy with him. And jealousy here means asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, give me things which you have given to that person. That type of jealousy, which is in Arabic, it is also known as al-ghibtah, that is allowed. Jealousy in which you say to Allah, or you think in your heart, that this blessing which this person is enjoying should be taken away from him, or it should be given to me after depriving him of that blessing, that is not allowed. So the second person in this hadith, the person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a lot of wealth, and he is spending that wealth day and night for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even a wealth can become a blessing. The expansion of risk for you, it becomes a blessing for you if you spend that wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the wealth or money qiyaman linnas. Any people can't stand without the money. So money is something very important. But if you got it, then spend it in the way of Allah. This is how you can fulfill that trial, and you will secure your Jannah, your paradise because of that. And with this we come to the end of this program. Sallallahu ta'ala ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And let us going to continue after the break.
Allahu ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, al-Malik al-Quddus al-Salam, al-Mu'min al-Muhaymin al-Aziz al-Jabbar. الله الرحمن الرحيم المالك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before the break, we have been speaking about القابض and الباسط. Now in this session we are going to take two more attributes of Allah. The first, Al-Khafidh, and then Al-Rafi'. Al-Khafidh, the abaser, the lowers, the one who lowers whom he wants from a high position to a low position. And Al-Rafi' is the opposite of that, the one who raises, who exalts, who elevates. So Al-Rafi would be the elevator, the exalter. But anyhow, let us speak about Al-Khafidh first. Now, to lower a person, his rank, that is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is totally in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sometime a person is enjoying a good status and a good place in the society, and then the events are going to turn completely against him. The very same person now becomes the lowest of the low. That is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, there is a sunnah of Allah. Allah is not going to humiliate you without any reason. People are humiliated because of their sins. Because the sin which you commit, even in your privacy, one day it may come out and known to the people. And once it is known to the people, you would be low in their eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got that sunnah which is working right from the beginning of this humanity's history. Now just let us take this ayah from Al-Quran, from Surah Al-Hajj. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliates someone, no one can give him respect or dignity. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what he likes. So that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. We have created the man in the best form, in the best shape. And then we have returned him to the lowest of the low. And then again, the very same sunnah. Because in the end of the surah, when Allah says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. It has been made very clear that from that lowest of the low, who are to be saved? Those people who got iman and those people who got the good deeds. So actually, this ayah is telling about those non-believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them deen of Islam as a fitrah in their nature. The best form which is given to the man, it is not only that form, the shape which is given to the man, also the guidance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the man the guidance from time to time, which has been perfected by the advent of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people who accepted it, they were the people who in the eyes of Allah were at a very high place, that is the place in Al-Jannah. And those people who rejected that guidance, they are in the lowest of the low, that is Jahannam. And it is very interesting to note that this surah, where this ayah is mentioned, Surah At-Teen, which begins by وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ السِّينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. In these ayats, in the beginning, these oaths are mentioned by the fig and by the olive, by Mount Sinai, and by that secured or sanctified town, which is the town of Makkah. There are many explanations too, to try to find out a relation between these oaths and the statement which is coming later. But one of the explanation of this surah is that by these oaths, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about some incidents which happened in the history, which shows the height and the lowest of the low, the pit where some people have fallen into. And by Wattin, for example, the fig, that is the tree of Al-Jannah, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, when he discovered that he has done a mistake, after that discovery, what happened to him? He found himself naked. So the first thing he started doing it, covering himself with the leaves of the fig. That was That was the highest. That was the place where he was, the highest place, Al-Jannah. And then he was sent to this world, which is in comparison to Al-Jannah, was something low. And in the very same way, when we come to the olive, we can explain it, inshallah, in a further episode, because we have also to take the meanings of Ar-Rafi'. So let us move to the second attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here. Ar-Rafi', the exalter, elevator, which is totally opposite to Al-Khafd. Al-Khafd, to humiliate. Ar-Rafi', to lift someone, to give him honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he elevates his supporters, his believers, with victory. With victory and with conquest. And also his friends with knowledge. So with the knowledge, they becomes the guide, the master. Master is not only the person who is ruling a country. No, the person who got the knowledge and guiding the people, he is also a leader and a guide. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَصَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْصَحُوا يَفْصَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَإِذَا قِيلَ انْشُزُوا فَانْشُزُوا يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. O believer, if it is said to them, if it is said to you, just expand in your meeting place, then expand and give room to others as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to expand for you. And if it is said to you that just rise up, then just rise up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to raise those people who have believed among you and those who are given the knowledge in ranks. And Allah is well aware of what you do. So this is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise the ranks of those people who acquire knowledge and who practice that knowledge into their life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said about Sayyidina Ibrahim, because this lifting or elevating the ranks is mentioned there in that ayah. وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَّن نَّشَاءُ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ. And that is the argument, are the evidence which we gave to Ibrahim against his people. نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَّن نَشَاءُ. And this is how we lift the ranks of whom we like. Indeed, your Lord is wise, is knowledgeable. What was that argument? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he knew that his people, they used to worship the stars. This is why he gave this type of argument from their own life. And he is addressing his people, and they were listening to him, for example. When he said to the rising star, oh, this star is very bright, and this is my Rabb, my Lord. But when the star has set, he said, he can't be my Rabb. And then the moon has risen, and he said, the moon, because it is greater than the star, it is my Rabb. And eventually, when the moon has set, he said, no, it can't be my God. Then he said the same thing about the sun. It is bigger, it is greater, it should be my Rabb. But once it has set, he said, no, I can't declare such people who set as my Lord. My Lord is the one who has created the stars, who has created the moon, who has created the sun, not these objects of the nature who rise and then they set. In this way, he wanted to give an evidence to his own people that don't worship the stars. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created them. So this is the reference here. وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. And it is not just a personal observance of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, as it is reported in some of the narrations that he was in the cave and then he saw the star and the moon and the sun and he said these words. Of course, he has been seeing all these things throughout his life. So this is as a way of argument he said to his own people, just to show them and convince them that they can't be your God. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how he lifts some people and makes some other people lower and lower. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about the last day, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَ لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَ خَافِذَةُ الرَّافِعَةِ. When the great event is going to happen, and there is nothing to belie that event, to say that this event is not going to happen. خَافِذَةُ الرَّافِعَةِ, that is going to lower some people and lift some people. This is what is going to happen on the Day of Judgment. There would be people, because of their good deeds, because of their piety, because of their honesty, because of their attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would be lifted to the high ranks in Al-Jannah. And there would be other people, though they were very high in this life, but on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to lower them. They would be humiliated, completely humiliated. This is going to happen on the Day of Judgment. But even in this world, as in one of the hadiths, that in Allah yarfa'u bihadha al-Qur'ani aqwaman wa yaghfidhu akharin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this Qur'an, he lifts so many people who practice it, who believe in it. And those who reject it, then he lowers them, he humiliates them. And with this, we come to the end of this program. Sallallahu ta'ala ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu ar-Rahmanu ar-Rahimu, al-Maliku al-Quddusu al-Salamu, al-Mu'minu al-Muhaiminu al-Azizu al-Jabbar. الله الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.